In 1620, the men and women we call pilgrims landed near Cape Cod and eventually established Plymouth Colony. As we near Thanksgiving, we take a look at the fact and fiction about the story of their survival in a new land. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
In the fall of 1620, the Mayflower arrived in today's state of Massachusetts. As Nora Messier explains, the voyage across the Atlantic was just the first of the challenges the group would face in establishing a new home.
They spend the winter of 1620-1621 building their houses and unfortunately digging graves. They lost about half the members of the planting company over the course of that first winter. Mayflower stays the entire winter and provides them with shelter as they're going ashore and building their town.
In early April of 1861, the Mayflower left the new settlement and headed back to England. They began planting their gardens in the spring of that year.
They brought garden seeds, they brought their peas, they brought their barley. They may have brought wheat or rye, but we don't have any real clear indication of that quite that early in the colony settlement. Many of them probably had some kind of an agricultural background. They may not have been full-time farmers the way we would envision it. Many of them were city dwellers and tradesmen.
But it was another crop for which they did not bring seed that would become vital to their survival.
Starting in April, with the assistance of a native man alternately named Squantum and Squanto, they are learning how to set Indian corn, as they call it. It's basically ornamental flint corn, as we would understand it, and that is what is going to really keep them alive for the coming year.
They set about 20 acres of Indian corn and 6 acres of peas and barley.
Unfortunately for them, the barley it grows indifferent good, quote, and the peas were not worth the gathering, but the Indian corn did really, really well, and that's what sustained them.
It was just the beginning in establishing a colony that could sustain itself. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.